Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, our Aron Yisrael, Ben Rosh Mordechai, Lebracha V'Hatzlacha, Bechol Maaseh Yadav, Hu Bechol Hanilvim Elav. We're learning the sugya of Kot Shehikta B'Purim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, based on a beautiful article in the Sefer Ratz Katzvi, brings a lot of interesting sources. In Meseches Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, we have two reasons why Megillah isn't read on Shabbos. Amar Rabba Kol Chayv Mekriyas Megillah, Vein Kol Bekim Mekriyas Megillah. One has to read Megillah. Not everybody is an expert in reading the Megillah. So what do? Gzeira Shem Yitlena B'Yalda B'Yelichet Zabokil Lomot V'Yavrin Adal Sarabim. So the guy who doesn't know how to read is going to bring it to a baki to read for him. And he might carry it 4 hours in Mishas HaRabim. So that's why you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, because he's going to carry it 4 hours in Mishas HaRabim. Same reason applies to Shavuot, same reason to Lulav. You don't take him on Shabbos. You don't blow on Shabbos. V'yosef ar b'nei she'enem shalanim mesus l'mikra Megillah. The eyes of the Aniyim are waiting for Megillah. They hear that. So they know that the money is coming. So Rashi says, they're waiting to get their matanas of yoinim. That can't be on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't read on Shabbos. Two reasons why we don't read on Shabbos. Shami Avirenu, and because the eyes of the Aniyim are anxiously awaiting Megillah, we don't want to disappoint them. Tur Evin writes, golden avelter, as they say in Spanish, golden words, Tur Evin. So I understand, according to Rabba, who says that the reason you're not allowed to read on Shabbos is because you might carry the Megillah. So we can say, so Chum said, if it's Chol on Shabbos, read on Erev Shabbos. And even though, can't be mevatel what an earlier Bezin said, unless you're called the B'chachum Minyan. Gabi Akhtam Liyama Knisa, regarding Akhtam Liyama Knisa, it says that you're not allowed to be mevatel the words of another Bezin. So how then can they say be makdim to read it on Thursday or Monday? So hani, mi li b'davar she'eno siyog, mishum drora di sura, abal doru su siyog, afilu akal dovel me'at tov b'shev atai shabir domi. So that's only, mizmachadish chutatura evin, that's only if it's not a fence for Isser. If it's not a fence for Isser, you can't mess with it an earlier base and said. Aval b'davar siyag afilu da la kol davar me'at Torah b'sheva al ta'aseh shapir dami. But if it's a siyag, if it's a fence for Isser, we don't want to do a surim, then even to be oikir davar min ha-Torah b'sheva al ta'aseh, we passively uproot something from the Torah, we're allowed to make such a tekana, even against another previous base and even against the Torah, in order not to be over in the Torah. So therefore, that's the pshat, how the Bezin can say not to read on Shabbos, because it's a drawer of the Yisura. We don't want somebody over in Issa. But the Rav Yosef, before I stand according to Megillah B'Shabbos, Menei Shanev Shalim, this is a Megillah, Rav Gran, Shekin Nesa Gadol, Atzim, Tikin Ola Akdim, Mehainu Taimo, Dim Loi Keni Yevshul Arbanu Basar Lakar Takanasa, must be the Takana, according to Rav Yosef, must be the Takana of the Anshe Kinesa Gadol, because otherwise, how is a later Bezin allowed to operate the Takana and say not to read on Shabbos? There's no Siyagi, there's no drawer of the Yisura. Why is the mitzvah of giving matanas l'aniyim any stronger than the mitzvah of mikvah megillah? Because the aniyim are waiting on Shabbos for their staka, and we can't handle money on Shabbos, just reminded me as I was saying that I walked down the street of Manhattan on Shabbos. Hey, buddy, you spare a dime? Sorry, sir, can't handle money on the Sabbath. I really feel bad. In any event, but they understand. So my old mate, especially those, I used to live there, Vietnam veterans. It's a rough war. 50 years later, it's still suffering. So my old mate, so why is Mitzvah Matnas Aniyim any stronger than Megillah? So you have Mitzvah Matnas Aniyim. So because they're waiting for the Matanas Aniyim, you're going to be Mevatel Mikra Megillah. We're going to be Mevatel the Kriya B'Zmana. We're not going to read at the proper time because Aniyim Shel Aniyim Mesusa Mikra Megillah Mapitom. Read and let the Aniyim be disappointed. So So Rabban doesn't understand how it could be that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because they name shall name the Sus and the Mikra Megillah, because they're waiting for their tzedakah money when they hear the Megillah, and for that we're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos and can't give them tzedakah. How can that be? How can you mivatel the words of an earlier basin? So it must be that it was already tekan the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. That's the chiddush of the holy Turei Evan. Umvuar b'dvarav, what? That the gedur tekan is kriyas Megillah be'er Shabbos perform shcholias b'Shabbos is machlekes. According to Rabba, it's a chash iser. And when there's a chash iser, we can even uproot the takana of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So therefore, it's only a din de Rabbanan. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, the rabbis can uproot what an earlier Beis Din said. It's not Din de Rabbanan to read on Friday. We mocked him Kriyas Megillah on to Friday. There's no such din, because they have no right, according to Rabbi Yosef. So it must be included in the original Takana of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So included in the original Takana of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So it's Midirei Kabbalah. That's what they meant when they said to read on the 15th. They meant or the 14th. Sorry, I spent many years in Jerusalem. When they say to read on the 14th of Adar, they meant unless it falls out on Shabbos. Falls out on Shabbos, then you're makdim, so it's Midirei Kabbalah. So that's the machlok according to the Torah Evan. Is it Midirei Rabbanan? Or is it Midirei Kabbalah to read on the previous part? According to Rabbah, it's Midirei Rabbanan. The rabbis were makdim, and they did it out Siag, and according to Rav Yosef, it is already part of the original Takana of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. In the Kovetz Otzot Yerushalayim, near Tavshin Samach Gimel on page 24, he brings the words of the great Aderes. The Aderes was the Shver of Maran Rav Kook, besides being a Gaon Olam. Chon Yerushalayim puts out his Sfarim, it's mamish off the charts, this Aderes. Eliyahu Dovr Rabinowitz Tumim. Remember years ago, I spent some time in Yeshivas Sifted Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, and I had a faher to get in, which was a little bit challenging because I couldn't learn for the life of me. And things haven't improved all that much since then. In any event, I had to say a shtickle Torah to the Rosh Yeshiva. So I had a rabbi, he was a Chaim Berliner, he said, yeah, just go in, say you're embarrassed to say a shtickle Torah in front of the Rosh Yeshiva, don't worry about it. So I went in, I'm embarrassed to say it. So, no, he said, don't worry about it, it's fine, just say. So I said something in the name of the Aderes. Remember, it was a Tosis and Psachim. Remember, the Rosh Hashiva said, what? Takes out the Gemara, it shows me that it just, I'm saying, makes absolutely no sense. Not the Aderes makes no sense. My little Havana didn't make any sense. In any event, the happy ending of the story was, he accepted me anyway, Shalma Yisrael, and today I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but I definitely try to be an Orthodox Jew. So that counts for something. Try to keep Halacha. Omar Li, back to the Aderes. Haderes Me'amun Alachai Olamim. Omar Li Rav Osher David Zusman. Love that name. Said to me, Rav Osher David Zusman, sweet man, in the name of Rav Goin Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Asher Benoi, the son of Rav Zusman, Nolad, maybe he's related to the Rav Zusman, the famous Rav Zusman, who was a Talmud of Rav Charlap, and was a big mekubal and a tzaddik. So I remember I saw him at the Kotel. He died not that many years ago. So maybe that's the son that he's talking about, or is this one's son? It was Rav Yosef Leib Zusman. He was born on the 31st of December, 1922, Dalet Teves. And he was Nifter on the 13th of December, 1999. One of the editors also of Rav Chalap's writings. Anyways, that's when I see Zusman. That's the Zusman I remember. Maybe it's Taka him? No, but it can't be. Because he was born on the 15th of the Mukafim. So either it's his brother or it's another Zusman. So we see that our Rav Zussman that I'm referring to was born in Yud Beis Teves. Yud Beis Teves, Tafresh Pei Gimel, the 31st of December 1922. He wasn't born Purim. Anyway, so glad that we worked that one out. So Asher Beno Shel Rav Zussman Olad B'Yom Tesvov D'Mukofim U'Bo B'Shan Achol B'Shabbos V'Nei Kol Olam Korim B'Yadalit. So Rav Zussman's son was born in Tesvov D'Mukofim. That year it fell out on Shabbos. The whole world reads on Yadalit. Obviously, you can't read on Shabbos. V'Omar Hu Shekevin Shen Nizgadol B'Tesvov V'Rei Cholo Cholo Lav Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yadalit Klal Rak B'Tesvov. 1 second. This little Zussman baby, there was no chalos chiyuv kriyas megillah on Yadalit, only on Tesvav, because his birth's bar mitzvah is Tesvav. Im kein shleim ach shmut de likros betesvav ap im shkas vom fresh night time rak kol khem kem gel shon a kol ne sha kol true to base mitzva va kein shlig zo shme yavirana va beshan azois sha kol kvar karu et mol im kein einam tudim od va kein ein bekotten shen es gadol is so shme yavirana u me mele khol lav khoy va sakria oz betesvav vesvosaim yishak khidush vayanu amos asipim. The walls of the Beis Medrash are shaking. He says like this. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says like this. The Rav of Yerushalayim, me and him, the Havdil, ben Kodesh, Lechol, used to frequent the same places, Old City of Jerusalem, Rezeichem, I hope. My listeners are also Zeichem. Anyway, Rav Yosef Chaim said as a, that since he became a gadol on Tesvav, there's no chiyuv kriyas HaMegillah on Yadalit at all on Tesvav. And therefore you can say he's allowed to read on Tesvav. Based on what the poskim say, that the reason it says HaKol Chayav HaMegillah, Lashon HaKol, is because everybody's busy with the mitzvah. And therefore, it's a big tirda. And people don't have their peace of mind. They're liable to do an aveira and carry. But this year that it's not HaKol, there's no tirda. It's just one kid. He's reading and he's out of the ordinary. Whenever you're doing something out of the ordinary, so you're, you know, it's bolet. It's more, clear to you. You're to find out exactly what has to be done, how it has to be done, and not to make any mistakes. So he knows that coming up, he's preparing, he's going to be reading on Shabbos. And he's different than everybody else. And the reason everybody else isn't reading is because of Xera they might carry. So they're not reading. But he knows, okay, I'm not going to carry. I'm just the only guy reading. I'm not carrying. Maybe he'll be more careful. Anyway, it says that call. That call means everybody. But if everybody isn't reading, then the Yochid is allowed to. So since he has no other recourse, because Yadalit is not Chayiv anyway, so Mimela, he has to read on... He reads on Tesvav? Wow, what a chiddush. And when he becomes a bar mitzvah, he reads on Tesvav? And there's no gzeirah shem yavur, because it says, HaKol chayav megillah, v'en HaKol b'kim megillah. It says, gzeirah shem yavirana. So why does it say, HaKol chayav megillah? HaKol, because everybody's tarud. But if not everybody's tarud, he's cool. So, you know, you hear a za chiddush, oh, I can see in the Beis Medrash, men getting red in the face, with their veins popping out of their neck when they hear such a chiddush, to scream, what? Not that I'm arguing with Rav Zonnefeld. Actually, my neighbor here, a friend of mine, his name is actually Rav Zonnefeld, great-grandson or great-great-grandson, Big Tom Chacham. So this is definitely something to make people perk your ears up. Ha'advarim ele giva aderet. What is the Agera's answer? V'inei hu be'emes dvar chachma k'roi loy. This is a dvar chachma, and see past the greise grov Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, matim lo. I'm not misubkanim tzadak b'zeh. I'm not sure that he's right. Wait a second. If he was a katan that already has a chayvus kriyas derabanan on Yadalit, so he reads on Yadalit, so he's not chayv anymore in tesvav midirei kabbalah. You read it right in your Dalit. But even Begirshin is Gayer. Shlochol Klalcho Vasim Mikodim Rakbiyam Tesvav. Yishlom Adenu Chayiv. Shinur Shemei Achel Shosu Chacham Likwais Bishabbos Memela nifka oz a mitzvah legamre. Vein shu mitzvah kala kreisa oz. Areyu kumo kinyan moiz shemea teure koinez. Vuchoz meashar gulzan shum kinyan kumo shikosuv rashi. Kosuv rashi bom tziyem em chesam an alef. Yom kei shlomo shen shum mitzvah shen a krena oz. Uvada im yitoka b'shefer. Uvita luv b'shabes lo kiyem shum mitzvah. This is already not so pushy. Of course. This is like this. Doesn't matter. We're talking about a cotton. A cotton was already yotze on Yudalit. If he doesn't have to read on Tesfah. But forget about it. Let's say we're talking about a ger. Let's say theoretically a ger could be mizgayer on Shabbos. Or b'diavad if he was mizgayer on Shabbos, that it's chum. So he didn't read on Tesfah on Yudalit. It doesn't matter. The rabbis uprooted the kriya of Tesfah. The rabbis uprooted the kriya of Tesfah. There's no reason to read on Tesvav. Lo yazol klum. Lo kiyem shum mitzvah. So when I saw that, all of a sudden, you know, obviously every yeshiva bach who thinks of the Rebbe Kiva Eger, tkiya shofar b'Shabbos, who holds your yotzei on Shabbos, you're just over an aveira. But that's a machlokas achronah. What happens if you're tokeh shofar on Shabbos? וזה כבר דיון נפרד וארוך. But the Rabbi Kivega was saying, but the Avdi Yotze. The Adaris is talking about, Rabbi Yosef Haim Zonnefeld says, Lechatchila, let him read on your Dalit. Let him read on Tesvot. And the Adaris says, no, don't tell him to read on Tesvot. The rabbis uprooted it. I mean, he's been discussing Lechila, but even with the Abbot, you're not Yotze any mitzvah. The rabbis uprooted the reading on Tesvav. That's the time of the Aderes, and therefore a Gershon is Geyer hasn't made a Yodalit, or a Kotten who became a Gadol on Yodalit, and on Tesvav. So even though whether or not you're reading Yodalit doesn't matter. On Tesvav, there's no Chiv. Wow. And we find like this in the words of the Heilige Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Shutar Tzvi, Orchayim Chelevetzim Gur Rav Zayin, from Shchoz B'Shabbos. And he didn't read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. Is he mechuyev to read it on Shabbos? Or we have a case here. This cotton is a nanas in a way because he's not a gadol yet. Says Rav Frank, L'chora yesh ladun. Now, the rabbi, who has a mitzvah debre kabbal legamrei, v'kriya de'er shabbos, and v'el de'rabban be'almo, v'im ken ma'el 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 Could be the rabbis uprooted the mitzvah like Amrei Mitesvav, like the Aderes. And he says, anyway, I wrote earlier that the Kriya of Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, Aban Shekinesa Gedola. So Memela, since it's a Kriya midivrei Kabbalah, Fian Shekinesa Gedola, so if a person reads on Yedalid, so he did the Maisa Ban Shekinesa Gedola. It's Medivre Kabbalah. It's not only the Rabbanan. And if that's true, then there's nothing left. Because the An Shekinesa Gedola and the Chatchila didn't say to read on Tetzvav when it falls out on Shabbos. So the rabbis uprooted around Shekinesa Gedola did. And then he brings the Sefer Yoshua, Pesachim, Sum, Simrei Shchavav. Simrei Znanas, Lachos, Megillah, B'Shabbos, Purim, Shchavos, B'Shabbos. And he says, La Halacha, Ein, Likros, Megillah, B'Shabbos, Shum, Eifin. And that's it. Ein, Amal, Daber. Now let him read the Megillah. Okay, sweet friends, there is a lot more to talk about in this topic. It's a huge topic. So I'm hoping, it's Hashem, that we're able to continue, and we will see more in the Philos Mitaris Hashem. But in the meantime, we saw the Yisrael Advarim, the Chakirif, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Yedalit, when Tesov Zecholetz B'Shabbos, was that Takonis, and the Chakirif of the Turei Evin, is Takonis Anshei Kines Sagadola, is it included in the original Takana? And so he wants to learn Rabbi Yosef, or according to Rabbi, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. The rabbis uprooted it. And the question is, if Lamaisa, someone reads on Tesvav, say a cotton, is he Mekayim Mitzvah? And do we tell him to do Selechat Chila? So hopefully we will see more on this. Very interesting. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.